Hi, folks. Thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show here with CKMS with Jeff Steger. Our guest, Aaron Savanis, has shown up, and just so glad to have him here. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool things in agriculture, and we're going to talk about a great event that's coming up, and just thanks so much for tuning in today. Aaron, you've got along brought along some great songs.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here. It's always a pleasure, and thank you very much for your time.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and we're going to have lots of fun because we got great stories, and you got some great music. Tell us about your first song. What do you got here on your playlist?
Sure. So the first song is it's called "This Kind of Town" by Justin Moore.
Okay.
And the one thing I really like about it, it reminds me of hometown. It reminds me of home, that small town feel, and the town that some people try to get away from, but I just want to stay there.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. And have you had a chance to hear this band by chance when you're out and about doing your do concerts? That's what my question. Do you like to go to music and concerts?
I do. Family, work, and farming take up all my time, so maybe someday.
Okay. Well, let's press the go button, and we'll play that, and we'll be right back, folks, and see you in a short bit. Episode 249 of the Agriculture Show. See you soon. Go ahead.
Town people stay together. Nobody leaves unless they leave forever. But then again, they don't really leave, 'cause deep down inside of me, I know heaven's gotta be this kind of town. In this kind of town, we know how to fix it. We know how to make it, we know how to mix it. Friday night lasts all weekend long. We crank it up loud and sing a little song about this kind of town. We work hard, play hard, take our paycheck straight to the Walmart. Girls will out drink you, boys will out hank you. Tie yellow ribbon on a tree to say thank you. Sunday morning rolls around, we walk up the aisle and kneel down. We look around at all we've been given, and we thank God to be living in this kind of town. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. In this kind of town, there's peanuts in a bottle. The old man ramble at the brand new McDonald's. Talk about the war and the football team, saying, Lordy me, I never thought I'd live to see this kind of town. We work hard, play hard, take our paycheck straight to the Walmart. Girls will out drink you, boys will out hank you. Tie yellow ribbon on a tree to say thank you. Sunday morning rolls around, we walk up the aisle and kneel down. We look around at all we've been given, and we thank God to be living in this kind of town. In this kind of town, people stay together. Nobody leaves unless they leave forever. But then again, they don't really leave, 'cause deep down inside of me, I know heaven's gotta be this kind of town. We'll be right back.
We're back, and what a great song, Aaron. I really like that song. You're very kindly writing it all down there, and we're off to a good start. And to you, dear listeners, thanks so much for listening in. It's June the 5th, I guess, isn't it? No, June the 4th, 2019, episode 249. So, Aaron, we'd like to get to know you first before we get into our topics today, and you want to tell us first, I'd like to ask my guest, so how many people sit around the Savannah's family Christmas dinner?
Wow. Well, it can that can be a very big table, because I've got four uncles.
Yeah.
This original Stevanus family that I'm a part of is five boys. My grandmother, God grace her soul, rolls five great boys. And so I have four uncles, and they all have families of their own. So it's a quite a large table at Christmas time.
Excellent. Any traditions? Do you go for a skate or cut down the Christmas tree? Or
well, we do try. So it's a tradition that I take from my grandfather. We have a pond on our farm, and
nice.
I try to keep that going. It's been a challenge of late because the weather, but we try to get that ready for Christmas so we can have a Christmas skate.
Yeah. You're a busy man. Any hobbies you like to do? You don't want to be like, you know, a rock climber or a building a boat in your basement or something. Anything else you like to do? Curling? Hockey?
Yeah, curling is my winter sport when I have chance to do it. Mm-hmm. Right now my time's kind of tied up with the kids, so I've kind of put a pin in curling, but when I do have time, that's what I do. And in the summer, it's baseball.
Baseball, very nice. And so these little guys. Tell us about these little ones that are at your home. You got a couple or three kids?
Two kids. So our oldest is Isaac.
Yep.
He is 6 years old, just to be about seven, and he's a go getter. He loves being on the farm and loves riding the tractors and helping me pick sweet corn and wash vegetables and everything else. And I'm lucky enough to be his baseball coach this year.
Oh my, that's a new skill, isn't it?
Yes.
Coaching.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
There's lots of people doing that, and it's a big deal. And I'm glad to hear you're doing that. It's perfect. So, that's good.
And our daughter is just turned two, and she's a handful. She just loves she just loves life in general. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, mate, good stuff. Is there any chance that you make any plans for the future when you might be I get that question at the end. I just made the show a question about the future. I'll wait till then. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's play another song.
Okay.
What do you got here next on your playlist? You want a minute to cue it up, or are you all ready to go here?
All ready to go.
Okay. What's this one?
So the next one is called Long Black Train by Josh Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Just one that I love. My grandmother is big into music and harmonies, and his ability to have a nice bass vocal is awesome, and I just love the lyrics and the whole sound of this song.
Okay, go ahead, pressure on, and thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, and don't forget, we're on Facebook Live video. Check us out there, and also you can post some questions. You can ask Aaron what his favorite color is, you know, whatever you want there. All right, go ahead.
Train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens. Skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. That long black train. left to right is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Hi, this is Steve Ashton from Reeven Company. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. And don't forget, Facebook Live video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the Waterloo region. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
All right, we're back, and thanks so much for listening in. Aaron Savan is our guest today. We've had a couple of great songs. Thanks for those suggestions and bringing them along. And we found out that Aaron likes to go skating at Christmas if they have ice, but that's been a bit of a challenge the last few years, hasn't it?
Challenging, yes.
I know. We're going to get into our second segment here, and this is where I ask Aaron what he does. And so we kind of got an idea a little bit of what's up on his, with his life. But Aaron, tell us what it is. What's your professional job title, and what do you do?
Yeah, thanks. So, Jeff, my professional job title, I work for Pride Seeds, which is a seed company based out of Chatham, Kent, Ontario. Pancor, actually, is a small town that our head office is. Mm-hmm. And we are a corn and soybean company and forages. And so my job is to be a regional manager for that seed company covering the area of west central Ontario.
Okay.
Easiest way for that zone is take Highway 7 and 8 all the way out to Goderich to the lake, that area north.
Very nice.
And then all the way to the 400. So a nice, I call it God's country. It's beautiful driving and beautiful farmland. So that's my full-time job.
And that's your territory you're covering, or what are you doing in that capacity in that area?
Yeah, so I manage a whole bunch of seed retail and farm dealers.
Yep.
So that's I take care of them, and I'm the representative to Pride Seeds to them and their customers.
And this is your busy season. This is planting time in Ontario.
You betcha. It's a chill. It's been one for the record books, I'll tell you that much. But yes, it is planting season.
Yeah. Well, you have an important job to do, and that helps those farmers get that crop planted, and that helps our consumer listeners, our listeners here in the KW area and across Ontario. This is how it's done, folks. Guys like Aaron got to get busy, got to prep all that seed, get it out to those growers, and then those growers got to do their craft, and then it has to move on to the other end users and stuff. So an important part of that process.
Oh, I love being a part of it. I love the production of food, and I'm so excited to be a part of this vibrant business and industry.
Excellent stuff. And so you're going to be, your job never ends, because once the season is over, you know, the seeds planted, there's right away, you're probably starting on next year's stuff. Just like,
Yeah, it's next year started already. Yes. Our planning for the next year, I mean, technically all the seed that we're producing is going in the ground right now.
Right.
So like our plans even for the next year started in December.
Right.
The past year. So
okay.
It's a never ending cycle, and it's exciting though.
Yeah. Well, you should write a book about all the restaurants you've eaten in Ontario. that'd be quite a list, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
My wife, she works for a crop protection company called BASF.
Yeah.
And so when she started being on the road, she would always come and like, I'm going here. Where's a good place to eat? Yes, I know a lot of great diners in rural area, and if anyone's looking, let me know.
All right. That's good to hear. I'm waiting for the book to come out. And so, we mentioned you had a farm too as well. Did I hear that?
Yes, we.
Okay. What happens there?
We farm with my parents. It's a small, you'd almost call it a hobby farm in Bloomingdale, Ontario, which is just on the other side of the Grand River from Waterloo. They started there as a going to the market, the St. Jacob's Market, and then they decided that they wanted to try something different, and they started doing a CSA, which is community shared agriculture.
That's a big deal in this
area. Yeah, you betcha. And so have a great customer base there. Big lots of local food, so production of vegetables, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our list is huge, and if you ever want to see it, it's at stevanisfarm.ca.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, grow everything locally and try to keep the customers of Kitchener-Waterloo area, the region of Waterloo, happy and nourished. We also have a road stand also where my son and daughter and wife and I grow sweet corn and sell that at the road stand.
My goodness, you must hear all the interesting questions from buyers.
Oh, you betcha. It's always fun to discuss food.
I know the feeling. Just want to make a quick point to our listeners that, you know, we're talking about agriculture. And if you're a farmer, we don't worry about how you make your living so much. If you want to be a large commercial farmer, there's that whole aspect. And then there's a CSA, the small niche market like that. And as long as you can make a living, raise those kids, take a vacation once in a while, you're a farmer.
That's right.
And it's unique in Ontario and Waterloo region that we actually can support that new and upcoming niche market, which is that direct sales type thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, we're all under the same tent.
That's right. Oh, yeah. We're all producers.
That's right.
With the love of growing food and feeding people.
Yeah. So don't forget to check that out. Maybe I'll throw that link on the podcast. We'll put together a podcast after this is over, and I'll fire that off to on the Radio Waterloo website under the Agriculture Show. So we covered you're working for Pride Seeds. There's a pain court, and you're all over the province doing stuff, and you and the family have got the community shared agriculture up in Bloomingdale.
Yep.
Just how did you get to this place on a Tuesday afternoon? I know we just were talking before the show, you're also a graduate of the University of Guelph.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so you do the all the reunion stuff with all those guys.
Yeah. Well, you can even say I'm one of the last diploma student, so I had my diploma from agriculture at the University of Guelph, and a degree. I just really liked school, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was a great experience. I was a diploma at Guelph in 75, and when was the last diploma DIP program? Was
2004. I was 2003, and the class after me was the last one.
Isn't that something? And all those programs are still in education available. It's now done through Fanshawe, and what's the other one?
Ridgetown.
And so,
Kempville was closed. That one's closed.
Yeah. So that's if you want to, if your interest in agriculture is not to do the hard sciences, you can also get a technician's type diploma and know agriculture from the hands-on approach.
That's more
so than the others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and just while I get, we're talking about, of course, as you know, it's hard to get help. When the economy was booming, they were short of workers in agriculture. And I don't know, does that make sense to you? I know if I have friends from town, a kid doesn't know what to do, I say, take them to the outdoor farm show. There's so much technology there. If there's something that gets a young person revved up, I'm not too sure what wouldn't.
Oh, absolutely. The technology in this industry has boomed. I've got a small four-row corn planter, which to this day is small, but it has got so much technology on it. It's like a research lab on wheels. It's incredible.
That'd be, folks, that'd be for those test plots that companies like Pride and the rest put on. Test all these varieties there. They've gone through the system. See which one's going to float. Which one's going to really carry the load from over the next few years.
That's correct. It's all about making sure we know where our varieties fit and make sure we're benefiting farmers right across the province on all different soil types.
Okay, good with that stuff. So let's play another song here. What do you got queued up? What's happening with this playlist?
So the next one I've got is a going back a little old school, let's call it. From the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And
cool.
I'm a man of constant sorrow. And the story behind this one is I did some service work down in Georgia when this movie came out.
Yeah.
And I just loved that Southern culture, and the people there love this movie. And forever this song will stick with me.
All right. All right, go ahead. We'll be right back, folks. Stay locked in. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS 102.7 with Aaron Stavanis as our guest.
This is Aaron Stavanis from Pride Seeds. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on FM band at 102.7, on the Roger Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of our past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community Radio Broadcasts promotes local news and entertainment through spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmers, producers, and producers in the Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote farm community in the support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the Waterloo region. The WFA strives to bring together the policies needed, needs of farmers, which the policy needs for society.
Oh, that's so good, because that's going to go, I collect them up. You noticed the ones I did before.
Yeah.
And I'll play that. You'll be on the show forever.
Okay.
So Aaron Stavanis is our guest today, and we're talking kinds of cool stuff going on. We're getting to know him, what's going on. I see we got someone who's actually checked in with us there.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. See there.
Hello, Wes. How you doing? Good. Good to see Wes Emmett has said he's joined in. This is our segment of the show where I ask my guest Wayne about agriculture. And we've reserved this for a very special thing. Typically we'd ask about, and I'd ask you, you got the CSA, right?
That's correct.
And I'd say, do people come in and ask you if brown eggs from brown chickens? But we have a really special topic we want to talk about. It's coming up this Sunday.
That's correct.
It's a film.
Yep.
Or I should say, is it a video? It's a movie.
It is a movie. It's a full feature movie, actually.
Okay.
By a fellow Aggie. He graduated actually this year. His name's Dylan Shear. And it's a movie called Before the Plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know Dylan from his PR work to get the film rolling and looking for spots and have watched his journey on creating this film. And it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a cool story and a cool angle because he is from downtown Toronto. And he came to the University of Guelph, kind of what you had meant, just looking to food production, excited about food production.
Yep.
And the only thing he'd ever watched is Food Inc. or any of those documentary type movies on some of the negative aspects of agriculture. And he got his eyes opened when he was embraced by the community and they were like, "Well, you know what? Come out to my farm and see what's going on here." And he was so impassioned by this,
okay,
and visiting with people that he decided to make this full feature movie on where our food comes from. So the whole thing is Jeff Horn from he's a chef from the big restaurant in downtown Toronto called Canoe, and it follows every ingredient on the plate that he created back
mm-hmm.
to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really great tale, and as you'd mentioned earlier, it's all aspects of agriculture. So we've got grass-fed beef, we've got organic wheat, we've got a whole spectrum of food production all working together on one plate, and it's awesome.
So this is a great movie on its own, and you can enjoy it. But this is being bundled this Sunday, coming up June the 9th.
Yep.
And the whole afternoon starts at, the studio opens at the movie theater at the Princess Twin Cinemas, opens at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Screening starts at 2:30.
Yep.
And then, for those inclined, there are two restaurants we're going to afterwards.
That's correct.
To enjoy some great Ontario or great food. And,
yep.
And hopefully that'll be a chance for people who go there to a little kibitz chat, see what's talk about the what's going on in the movie. We hope to see our town neighbors come out to make them have questions about agriculture, and there'll be some farm guys there too. So should be a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely, and well, I think the great part of this it's great discussion. So you have we're at this in this wonderful region, Waterloo region, and mm-hmm. we have a vibrant city and a vibrant agricultural rural landscape just outside of it. And there's so many opportunities for us to get together and discuss food. And We just thought, you know what, as a soil and crop in the Waterloo region, we should try to extend that to try to get those discussions rolling. So
we'll talk some more about soil and crop, but before I forget, if you want to know more about this event, there's lots of ways to do it. So obviously, you go to the Princess Twin Cinemas website. There's a nice description there. We have it up on our screen here. If you wanted to press button number two there for a minute, see that up there, that on that there video display where we're 6 and 7, press 2. So you see our listeners, there's, it's on the screen is to the right there. It says Princess Cinema, and there's what you can find if you go to that website. And the other way to find, of course, is just a general Google search.
That's correct.
And that should work. I suspect any of the keywords, Princess Twin Cinema, Before the Plate, also, let's talk about segues into the next thing, and that would be the Waterloo Soil and Crop Improvement Association.
Yep. Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's on the event. We have an Eventbrite page as well.
Yes.
Which you can look up on Eventbrite, and we also have a Facebook page, which is at Waterloo Before the Plate.
Oh, okay. I know, I've seen that, but I didn't know that one existed.
Yep, you betcha.
Well, if you're so inclined, you could open up another tab there on that screen. Just click over there, and if you wanted to find that, oh yeah, okay, go ahead there. It'll be on my dime there. But oh no, that's different. Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Well, let's. This should work.
Let's see if we can make it work.
Yeah, I wonder. So this is coming up this Sunday, June the 9th. And you're all welcome to come out. It should be lots of fun. What we should do is. You found it, did you?
You betcha.
Oh, cool. Oh, see, you're very proficient at that. Oh, isn't that sharp? Wow. Facebook, Before the Plate. Okay, that keywords there in Facebook?
You betcha. Okay. Waterloo Before the Plate.
Okay, let's talk about what's really special about this one. There's been, you know, Princess Twin Cinemas. I love those guys. They play, they have all kinds of really great stuff they put on. Let's talk about. How did the Waterloo Soil and Crop Improvement Association get the idea to do this? This is a great. This is the first time I've heard of this type of thing in the Waterloo region. Tell us a little bit about that backstory. How did the OWS Ontario WSCIA?
You got it. That's sometimes you got to think it through.
Yeah,
it's a lot of words there. So my wife and I went to the screening. Of the premier screening of it in downtown Toronto.
All right.
And we thought, you know what? This would be a great thing to bring to Waterloo region. And we also, because our farm deals with the company Fat Sparrow, which is the owner of Uptown 21, Harmony Lunch, Marbles, and Taco Farm.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Good.
So
that's how it starts, networking a bit.
Exactly.
All right.
So we brought this idea to them, and that's they made some local dishes for us, and that's kind of how the meal portion came about.
Okay, and the general theme, of course, is folks where we have our farm community, and we have the rest of society, and with lots in common. But it's difficult when you're only 2% of the population to get your message out there, and there's been some challenges. The industry has not spoken, kept current with our base, our consumers. In society, and so they're just wondering what's going on out there, and with lots of great things going on out there, so this is a super chance to bridge that information gap.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, that's the
point. It's all about great discussions. Everybody's got a story to tell, and it's all about listening and communicating.
Yeah, so once again, folks, it's Sunday, June the 9th at 2 o'clock. The doors open, Princess Twin Cinemas, downtown Waterloo. The screening is at about an hour and a bit, I think.
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
And then join the crowd. It's off downtown there to grab a bite to eat at some of the two local eateries.
You betcha.
And that's a chance to talk and catch up on the information and get to know a bunch of other people.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, the two locations are Harmony Lunch and Uptown 21.
All right. So that's our big pearl for today, folks. Come on out, check it out. It's hopefully the first of many chances to have our urban and our rural folks chat.
Yep, it's going to be great. Any questions you have? Don't see any questions on the Facebook page, but even if there's any questions that you want to bring into the video or have meal with us after, it'd be a great time to do that.
And I think you'll probably agree that 99% of our urban neighbors They're just really curious about agriculture. You know, they can see when some of the more higher pitched, strident comments about agriculture probably take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And so, to our fellow agriculturalists, just speak your story. It's authentic, and the majority of our listeners, our urban partners, they get it.
Yeah.
And they're glad to hear your story.
It's a passion that we're all, in the egg industry, it's a passion that we're all strive for producing food, like I said earlier. And any ability or chance to tell that story is great. And really, we need to tell it more.
True.
It's a story that that's deep and passionate in all of our hearts. And sometimes we don't know how to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
And so just getting out there and being able to tell is a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start. And people really appreciate that. So. All right, let's play another tune here. We're moving along quite smartly here, Aaron. That's great. What do you got queued in there now?
So I figured, just so I don't fill into all the stereotypes of being from rural Ontario, I figured I should throw something in that's not country, maybe.
All right. Oh, good. I love the great selection so far.
This one comes back. It's Basket Case by Green Day, and it was more from my high school days in that alternative rock era, and this is one of those albums that I just listened cover to cover for when I was a teenager, so that's the story behind that one.
All right. Let her rip.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood. It's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just
Hi, this is Peter Sikanda from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on FM band at 102.7 on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of the show and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, you're listening to The Agricultural Show on Sound FM 102.7, CKMS.
And you are listening to CKMS, the Agriculture Show, and today's guest is Aaron Stavanis. My goodness, we've had some great songs. Green Bay, that's a real good rock and roll. We got a couple of guys at the station that just love playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's really great. Some of the guys like to whiz around with our turntables over here where they do the scratch stuff. You know, underneath that deck there's turntables.
Oh, nice. So it'd be a really rocking party. And
let's put the camera back to number six. Oh, six is good. Let's try that for a while. That's our whole studio thing. We had done seven before. Which one do you like?
Let's go with seven.
Seven's a good one, actually.
Why not?
All right. So don't be afraid to put some comments up there. I see Wes Emmett has joined in the conversation. Thanks so much, Wes. We're going to just kind of do this wrap-up section here because inevitably there's questions the guests would like have been wished to ask or things that come to mind, but just a quick review. We learned that Aaron lives in Bloomingdale, got a CSA going, works for Pride Seeds.
Yep.
Couple of kids.
You betcha.
House full of people at Christmas. And he's busy full-time with Pride Seeds. And is Ontario the Ontario or Eastern Canada? How big is your territory?
Yeah, it'd be kind of, they call it West Central Ontario. So.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big part of Ontario, central part.
And so Aaron is right in the middle of a busy season getting that seed out to the growers. And a challenging year this year so far.
Oh, yeah. We won't get into that. Cause,
yeah, I know.
You know what? The food will get produced no matter what.
That's
it's
true.
Just the challenges to get there.
and I know last year at this time, it looked like it was going to be drought, and the wheat was not going to yield. And it just dried right up, and the quality was good, but the yields were not there in wheat. But it ended up, I had some of the best yields ever in my corn and beans by the time the season ended. So we'll see if that magic happens again after this.
That's all we can do is
I know
what's going to happen today and hope that Mother Nature makes up for the rest.
And so then in our previous section, we talked a little bit about a great upcoming event, and that's on June the 9th at the Princess Twin Cinemas. Yeah. It is a screening of the movie Before the Plate, followed by, if you're so inclined, a chance to go to a restaurant and talk shop, talk all kinds of cool stuff about agriculture.
Yeah, it should be a really good event, and everyone, please come on out. We're excited for it, and just bring everything you want to do, ask questions, and we're really excited.
And so that's briefly what we came to at this point. So, Aaron, is there anything you wish I would have asked you that I didn't? what's on your mind? Would you like to tell our listeners?
Well, I just got to go back, rewind to your question or comment that, if this was a different radio, a different time or a different topic, we'd talk about what some of the customers, the questions that I get brought to at our market and our CSA. So we can address some of that if you like.
No, that'd be great. Cause there's no dumb questions. It's just questions that make you aware of what's on people's minds.
Absolutely.
I could preface it with that. Go. Yeah.
Absolutely. Us. Well, we have asparagus. So asparagus is in season now and we sell it from our farm gate. And I was working on our planter, getting ready to plant some soybeans, and I had a customer ask me about our sprayer that was parked beside and asked what I use that for. And I said, well, I use it for spraying crop protection products. And she said, you mean pesticides? I said, that's a term for it. Yeah. How unhealthy are these products now? I said, well, what do you understand about pesticides?
Good question. Right.
Or crop protection products? Well, that they're poison. I said, okay, can you diverge a little bit further on that? And she said, no, I just read on the internet that they're poison and it's not healthy. I said, well, I said, that's an interesting perspective, and most of the products that we use are registered globally, so they're safe, and they're using them in Europe as well, and we're using them at very low rates, so the concentrations are low. And furthermore, we only use them when the crop needs it protected. I said, have you used vaccinations before?
Yep.
And she said, well, yeah, I do. I said, why? Well, because I need to protect myself, and, you know, I don't want to get any diseases. Those are diseases from the past, and because of that, we live a healthier lifestyle. I said, that's right. I said, the same thing you can think of as crop protection. When that disease is coming in, then we protect that plant to make sure that it's not going to get a disease, so we have food to produce. I said, I don't spray weekly for the heck of it. I do it when we need to, because we want to produce food for everybody. Well, that makes sense. And she was happy, and we parted ways, and it was a great conversation.
Yeah, it's nice to have those, like, aha light bulb moments when you feel like you've helped someone navigate these facts or impressions or what they've heard.
Absolutely. And you want to know, I actually enjoy the questions like that, because then it means we're dialoguing, and everybody's telling their story, and everyone hopefully walks away happy.
And so one of the skills you learn there is to listen to and ask a person what's on their mind rather than reacting right off the bat to this comment.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's all about, My wife wishes that I kept listening that well, but I keep on always working on listening is always important, no matter what skill set you do.
that's true. And heavens knows we have enough people are yelling at you nowadays.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen such a time when there's so much in your face.
Absolutely. It would be a fantastic, if we should almost learn listening in school. I think it's a task that needs to be revamped.
Well, there's interesting things to say that, because there's some interest in people learning day-to-day skills, not only finance, but maybe just interpersonal skills and manners and proper salutations to each other, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It seems to be a lost art, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. Everything's good. We're still managed to live a pretty good life.
That's right. You betcha.
Yeah. So, wow, we get pretty philosophical. Anything else we should like to talk about? Let's see. You've had the chance to talk to the public. What a great story. Thanks for doing that. The event's coming up. Difficult spring, but typically for the industry, we have to follow Mother Nature is the boss.
Yep. Well, and the biggest thing, too, maybe is just a little blurb on who the soil and crop is.
Yes.
Who are they? Right?
Yep, please.
So it's a really cool organization. It's a grassroots organization. In fact, it's even in their coin is a grassroots organization built up by farmers. Just being inquisitive. How do we make farming practices better? How do we make it more environmentally sustainable? What do we as producers need to do? And it's just farmers doing trials and inviting in speakers to learn. So that's where, you know, once again, back to why we brought this movie in is we've decided the Waterloo Soil and Crop, we need to be more interactive with our urban neighbors.
Well, I can't say enough, and I'm just glad you guys seen stepping up and doing that. What a great idea. Soil and Crop, let's talk a bit more about that just quick. So you buy a membership, and then you get this newsletter, and then you're also made aware of various initiatives for the year, which will include farm visits to plots.
Correct.
It'll say you'll probably, each year, your executive decides what topics are we going to work on.
Yep.
And maybe to see how it works in our area. And the catchment area for the Waterloo Soil and Crop is just obviously Waterloo County.
Correct, yeah.
And that is part of a larger group. You can help me out here. I know there's one in Wellington, and but there's also one called the Great Lakes something. I know.
Yeah, so we're a part of there's the Golden Horseshoe, and then... oh geez, I'm forgetting. We're a part of our organization.
Heartland. That's the one.
Oh geez, I guess I should admit, I'm the past president of Waterloo. I should know that.
Well, it's I'm still getting used to it because I think I grew up with the different counties each have.
Yes.
So the Heartland is kind of like an umbrella for all these things.
For a region. So Heartland includes Waterloo, Perth, and Huron County.
Got it. Okay. And so that group has been around.
In Wellington.
My goodness, how long? Maybe 50, 60 years it's been around?
Oh, at least. It's at least that.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't give you a firm answer on
another thing to do on Google, folks. Maybe I'll put that on the podcast. I'll try to get that together tonight yet and put that up. And I'll put that link to that thing. So we're just moving along here pretty quick, Aaron. Let's just play another song here, and then we'll come back for a final audio. What do you got there?
So I have Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean. And mm-hmm. Once again, this is, if I said before, that one was from my teenage years. Well, this is from my university years, just touring back roads after university and just yep. Enjoying life in general.
All right. Let her go.
Like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. For I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real hitting easy street on my tires. That's right.
Hi, I'm Catherine Enders from the Ontario Farmland Trust. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
All right, we're back, and thanks so much for listening in today, folks. It's Aaron Stefanis, our guest, and we've been talking all kinds of cool stuff about agriculture, his own experience, his work experience, and, of course, the highlight of our show. We hope you can make it out on June 9th.
Absolutely.
At the Princess Twin Cinemas.
It should be a great event. Please, everybody, come on out.
All right. One last question for you, sir, and we're doing really good here. What are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years?
Oh, whoa. Go on,
start at the next 2 hours. What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
Well, I'm probably going to go back and deliver seed. I've okay. got a lineup of phone calls here already that I probably have to get corn and soybean seed out to, so that'll okay. That'll be the next 2 hours. 2 weeks?
2 days.
2 days, sorry. 2 days will still be... It's sometimes it's like Groundhog Day right now. It's the same thing.
Right.
Every day, just a different venue.
Right.
So delivering more seed, maybe trying to get some more sweet corn in the ground.
Right.
And that'd probably be 2 days. And then the two weeks.
2 weeks, yep.
Then we're probably looking at soybeans. So hopefully, well, corn should be done by then.
Right.
And it'll be moving into getting soybeans planted on the farm. Probably another round of sweet corn planting.
Right.
And starting to get ready for the upcoming season.
2 months is...
2 months. So you had mentioned that looking at forward, I've got meetings planning for work with Pride Seeds, planning for next year and what we're all going to do.
Yes.
On the marketing standpoint and
yeah.
helping out our customers to make sure that they're happy and taking advantage of all the things that we have at Pride Seeds.
And so don't forget 2 weeks for us also. Don't forget. Before the plate.
Before the plate. Oh, how dare.
It happens. Don't worry. That's about that.
Unbelievable.
We're just all rookies. I get it.
Yeah.
So in 2 months, you'll probably be checking out test plots, see how yep. things are growing.
Absolutely.
That sort of thing.
Checking
making
out.
Making plans for next year, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Making sure everything's growing and making yield assessments and probably summer meetings as well. So not only do we, you know, at the Soil and Crop, we're putting on this great movie on this coming weekend here, but also we're going to be doing a truck tour for our local members. My farm will be one of the stops and just looking at some of the technologies that we're doing and making it through this tough spring.
All right, so that's good, folks. We're going to get out of here. We got 1 minute to go before our next show, Massage. So thanks for listening in today, and thanks so much, Aaron, for coming out.
Oh, no, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. See you later, folks. See you in 6 days and in 22 hours, and if you eat this week, thank a farmer, and if you're a farmer, thank a consumer.
This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7.